Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, your home for all things Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and so much more. Join Derek and Ian as they tell tales to astonish along this journey into mystery. Grab some snacks and settle in because Paperweight Entertainment starts now. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. I'm your co-host, Derek Hoskins. I'm very excited to be here tonight. If you have not done so yet and you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, ring the notification bell, share this video with all your friends. We're trying to grow this new YouTube channel because YouTube guidelines that were not a problem. I'm not getting into it. My co-host tonight is the same co-host that I have every time that we get on here, give or take a month
every
there. The lovely, the talented, the amazing, the beautiful, the gorgeous, the glue, Mr. Ian Torrance. Ian, how are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. I'm ever present, and I am here tonight to task you with something. I'm here to task you with something, but I don't want to force it on you. X marks the spot. I didn't have one for that.
I wanted to see if you had something.
Task Force X. I had nothing. I was pulling that all out of my ass anyway.
Well, yeah. Done.
This, whether you could tell or not, not rehearsed. Surprise. So now, with that being said, Task Force X, we're here to talk about the long, long awaited Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. At least it was up until about a month before its release. Once videos started to surface of gameplay and story, people started to get a little suspicious. Now, by that I mean people are like, well, this isn't like another Arkham game. And I'll get into that. However, everybody, I feel like, was pretty excited about this game, and then some footage comes out, and people start complaining, and I'm not going to get into the details of what it said and what the gripes were. I've been complaining about this for a while on this channel now, about big video game magazines, websites, you know, places like that that do reviews, releasing videos of the end of a freaking video game, and I don't understand that. And back in my day, in our day, Derek, yeah, we used to have to dip into these magazines called Game Informer, Game Pro, or it was mainly Game Pro and Game Informer, but what were the other big ones?
Oh gosh, Nintendo had their like
Nintendo Power.
Nintendo Power.
Didn't Xbox have an official
Xbox
magazine?
Had their own official magazine. There was another one that I cannot remember because the only one that I ever did was Game Informer.
Same.
What was?
No, I lied to you. Game Pro. I was Game Pro for a while.
Were you? See, I was Game Informer because I always had it through my GameStop subscription, like my GameStop. I don't even know, Power or Pro Rewards,
yeah,
card.
But see, but before we had a GameStop in town here, we used to have to go to Clarksville, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away from us here, from where from. We didn't have a GameStop for the longest time, so we had to rely on driving out of town to go get games, or we had a Walmart here in town. Walmart didn't sell used games, and Walmart didn't have every single game known to man. So we would have to go out of town, places like that. Now, back when Wells and I were growing up, we lived downtown. There's a local ancient library down there. And this is early 2000s, so internet's not in every home like it is now. Like, you didn't rely on the internet back then like you do now.
And it was a lot of dial-up in this area, too.
We didn't get
high-speed internet until, like, 2004. Something like that. Yeah, it was after I graduated high school.
But it probably took, 5 to 10 minutes for that thing to boot up?
Yeah. With a god-awful sound.
For you to hear that.
Yeah.
My kids don't believe me. We used to have to go to the library because the library had internet and you can get a a library card to check out books, and it also got you access to the computers.
Mm-hmm.
They had magazines there, magazines like Game Pro and Game Informer. Now, we did a lot of Game Pro back in the day, so you would have to go through these magazines. I know people are just like, oh my God, get to the game already. We don't want to hear about how you had to chisel on stone to communicate.
Hey, if you'll sit there and listen to a blogger's life story to get to a biscuits and gravy recipe, you can listen to what we're like, what game magazines were like 20 years ago. Deal with it.
But that was how you found out a game was coming out. You'd mm-hmm. be flipping through, and there was certain pages, or I should say sections, on, like, the first section would be Game Pro used to have this really cool section. It was like Q&As, and it was like mm-hmm. random stuff that people would throw in there, and they would do a random segment on like an old like Super Nintendo game, just in this little like column off right. to the side here. So they did a bunch of funny stuff like that. Dude, I threw out my guy had some old Game Pro magazines. I should have kept one for the sake of this story. But you would have to read through, and then there would be upcoming games, and mm-hmm. you did sometimes there would be a little article off to the side. There'd be a full page. Mm-hmm. There would be a 3 to 5 page article on the game, depending on what it was. And in the back, they always had cheat codes. Remember those in the back?
Oh, yeah.
They have the cheat codes in the back. And then the reviews. They would have reviews on games that had just gotten released. And that was your source. That was how you found out about new games and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you were fortunate enough to be one of those kids that had the internet, you could. But like most of it was through video game magazines.
Right.
So it's just kind of wild to know that like you're in a time now that. And I was going somewhere with this, I promise. Suicide Squad requires an internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't used to be that way back in the day.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are seeing the ending of these games, and I've bitched about this before on here, and I've complained a little bit that it's just taken a lot out of the story that, you know, well, I don't know how people feel about, some people love spoilers. They mm-hmm. really do, man. They'll spoil a movie, a game, a comic. They'll spoil anything just so they can know about it instead of being on the journey and writing it out to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I don't want it spoiled. I want to soak in everything because, like, it, me knowing something about that Spider-Man game, that's all I could think about the whole time I was playing. Oh, is that part coming up? How's this going to play in? That's not fun. You know what I mean? You don't mm-hmm. want to know that. So Suicide Squad killed the Justice League. Even though I did see a little bit of a spoiler, I was able to stay away from for the most part. I did a little preview on this game a few weeks mm-hmm. ago. This game is set 5 years after the events of Arkham Knight. If you're wondering, well, does it bridge the gap between those games? No, it is not. It does have a little bit of foreshadowing in it, and it does have a little bit of like nods to the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of, if you've played them, you can pick up on subtle things that tie in. Like there'll be like the little bit of there was a certain theme song right. to the Arkham games that'll play every now and again, real subtly in the background. For the most part, this is kind of a standalone thing. They don't reference those games a lot. They will every now and again, and that's neat. But the game starts off with you doing like a basic tutorial type thing. Obviously, full spoilers ahead for this. It'll start off with like a tutorial, and it's just where you start off as Deadshot, and you play through, you beat a few baddies, and then you go to this rendezvous point, and then you'll switch to the next character. You'll do the same thing, and then you all kind of go meet up. It then goes flashback mode, and there's a video that shows how the Suicide Squad got together. For those of you that don't know, they get the bombs in the back of their neck. Task Force X is their code name, and they don't have a choice. They've got the bombs in their head that will explode mm-hmm. if they don't do what the government tells them, basically. Just like all of us, am I right?
That's right.
So,
Don't you forget it.
It's exactly what it sounds like. The Justice League gets infected with the mind control by Brainiac. And, of course, you were tasked with killing the Justice League. Mm-hmm. It's in the title. So, with that being said, Derek,
mm-hmm.
did you ever beat any of the Arkham games?
Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, yes. Arkham Knight, no. I never even got to play Arkham Origins. But I love...
You're missing out.
I've heard that, but I loved Arkham Asylum. I loved Arkham City. And then we've talked about why I had a hard time with Arkham Knight. So I never got to finish that, but I know who the Arkham Knight was. I know what story they were adapting sort of a little bit with it. So, you know, I know what the big twist in Arkham Knight was, which I feel like it wasn't a big twist.
No, that's another one that people were spoiling before it came out because they were the mystery of, like, who is the Arkham Knight? Well, let's all guess. I'm like, or you could just fucking wait and play and learn
just wait and see. Else. Wait and see.
For the love of God.
Please.
Please. So you enjoyed those games, though, correct?
Oh, I loved both. The two that I beat, that I finished, I loved. I played Arkham Asylum a couple of times. I didn't love the ending of Arkham Asylum. I didn't like the idea of fighting the big, like, Venom-infused Joker. I wasn't Joker, huge on that. I mean, it was a fun fight, and I didn't mind it, but that's not what I want out of a Joker encounter. You know, Joker fighting Batman should be more ridiculous and... Which, I mean, I guess is pretty ridiculous. But anyway, I really enjoyed Arkham Asylum, and I loved Arkham City. I played through Arkham City quite a few times because they also did the expansion on Arkham City where you could play as Nightwing or Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And with the little Harley Quinn expansion, I played all of the things with Nightwing as many times as possible. Because Nightwing's my favorite, except for here. This is what I'm bringing because I have not played this game. So this is all I'm bringing to the conversation tonight. Excuse for those me, Derek, listening and not watching, it's a Green Lantern
cup. But that being said, who's your favorite Green Lantern?
My favorite Green Lantern, hands down, without a doubt, is Kyle Rayner. I have a couple of them back here.
I thought you were going to crap on this. Why I was about There's to my... say something to stop. Nice. Is that the one that I picked up
for you? That's the one you picked up for me. That's my McFarlane Kyle Rayner.
That's a really cool sculpt, too.
These are really old. I just knocked over Guy Gardner. Sorry, Guy, you suck. That's my old, like, Justice League beefy Hulk version. Ignore the cobwebs. I've got to dust my figures. But yeah, I love Kyle Rayner. He is hands down my favorite. I know that Jon Stewart is a fan favorite of the Earth Lanterns. He is not my least favorite, but he and Guy Gardner kind of flip-flop back and forth for me because it goes like Kyle, Hal. It'd go Kyle, Hal, Guy, and John, depending on what story you're reading. And then like Jessica Cruz and Simon Baz also kind of do that same thing because they just haven't been in as much. They haven't been around as long. And so they kind of flip-flop back and forth.
Is Jessica Cruz technically like a Green Lantern?
She was the last time that I read her. She started out as Power Ring, then she was a Green Lantern, then she was a Yellow Lantern for a while, and I'm pretty sure she's back as a Green Lantern. And well, I haven't gotten to read any of the Far Sector comics with oh gosh, I can't even remember her name. It was the newest Earth Lantern. Joe, that I think I is her name.
I left off with that story in Justice League, oh god, Dark Side Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
That was one of them. Is that the one where Hal gets the where they all get like the god powers?
No, well, no, this is the one where they go to Apocalypse. And
is that where Batman gets the
Mobius chair. And Mr. Miracle basically has to go rescue them?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Miracle. I don't hate him as a character.
Mr. Miracle's a great character. Terrible name.
Yeah.
Great
but
character.
But I was just like, that's who you're... and then Superman gets this weird, like, platonic power. I don't even know how to explain what happened to him. But she was power ringing that one, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was powering for a little while. But I like the character.
So I didn't know that she went to Green Lantern.
Yeah, she was a full on Green Lantern. She and Simon
Baz. I like her as a character.
I do too. She and Simon Baz had a short lived, I think it was like 16 to 18 issues of called Green Lanterns, where it was the two of them on Earth kind of dealing with some things. It was good. I didn't get to read the whole series, but it was good what I read of it.
I'll have to check that out.
I wish DC would do something with Kyle Rayner. I'm so tired of them just not doing anything with his character.
Hal or Jonathan.
Yes, because I know and I get it. I understand. The reason why I brought up John Stewart is because he's the Green Lantern in this game that you have to fight. I know that. I don't know if there's any other ones or not. Again, I haven't played this game. I'm just here to bounce off of, bounce words off of Ian so he's not just talking into the ether. But I know that John Stewart is the most popular Green Lantern amongst our generation because of the Justice League animated series, between that and the Justice League Unlimited. So I understand why he's so popular. But Kyle Rayner was the only Green Lantern for almost a decade. He carried the entire core on his back. If it wasn't for him, they'd be gone. He was Ion, for God's sake. Give him something.
Something.
But that's all right, because we get Guy Gardner and Superman Legacy played by Nathan Fillion, and I could not be more excited.
I think you could.
I don't know. I'm pretty freaking excited. Now I have to, because I knocked him over. Hang on. Get over here, Guy. Not so, knocked over John Stewart. Oh, no.
You are correct. Yes. You are correct. John Stewart is one of the main... Actually, I'll spoil it. He's the only Green Lantern in this.
Figured he would be, because it's the Justice League. I didn't think that they would have any others.
They do incorporate cool things, how you have to heal the Justice League, like yellow ring powers.
Wait a minute. Do they beat John Stewart with the color yellow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That bothers you, doesn't it? Not specifically.
It bothers me so much for a couple of reasons. One, because of All-Star Batman and Robin.
Oh, God.
That angers me so much. But no, the one thing that I got spoiled on about this game before it came out was King Shark using the Green Lantern ring. That's not how Green Lantern rings work. You can't just pick it up and use it. The ring has to choose you. You have to be able to use it. And like in Green Lantern Rebirth, Green Arrow is able to shoot Sinestro with one construct, like arrow. He fires like an arrow. He uses Kyle's ring, and it drains him so bad that he can barely stand. Like, that's how much willpower you have to be able to use a Green Lantern ring. And so the idea that King Shark can just put it on and make like big constructs, like I saw in that video, was ridiculous. But also, the yellow impurity has been gone in the comics for 20 years almost at this point.
Well, the way they get it is very unique. And he does take the ring, he does put it on, but it does drain him. And I think there was supposed to be some symbolism there, because he's kind of like the goof of the group, the big muscle. Did you play that Guardians of the Galaxy game?
I did not get to beat it because they took it off of Game Pass like right after I got my Xbox, but I did get to play a little bit of it, yeah.
He is Drax.
Okay.
So Drax is really fun in that game,
mm-hmm.
but he says some really like boneheaded things, and not like in the movie, it's more subtle, and he does say some intelligent things too. But that's how King Shark was in this game. And he puts that ring on, and it takes everybody to get that ring off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And when it does, like he's drained as well. So I will say this: story wise, it made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It made me enjoy the characters for the most part. I didn't really care so much about Captain Boomerang, even though I don't think he's a terrible character. I didn't give a shit about him until the James Gunn Suicide Squad movie. I do enjoy the story, the writing. Here's the issue.
Okay.
That everybody had.
And
here's the issue with me having those issues, or with people having those issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many comparisons to the Arkham games.
Right.
Nowhere in this title does it say Arkham anything.
Mm-hmm.
But people assume, since it ties into the Arkham games and since Rocksteady made it, mm-hmm. well, the gameplay is going to be new. The gameplay is very much sandbox, shoot 'em up,
mm-hmm.
open world. Like there's a lot of different genres kind of thrown in together here. Mm-hmm. And it's a shooter. It's a RPG. You level up just, you know, like you would in any other game, pretty much. And you could do side missions and you could level up more. And there's a tiered system of level ups. There's three different sections. And what I like is you get a power up for each section. You can mm-hmm. get like three at a time. And I think that's pretty cool. And you can upgrade the weapons. I wasn't a huge fan of the weapon upgrade system. I thought it could have been done a little bit better. And then some missions you complete, they give you weapons, and sometimes the weapons like get progressively worse. But you can upgrade them later to make them more powerful. And it's just like, you know, I should have had that to begin with if I just mm-hmm. beat this boss, and I should get more than this.
Right.
So you do get to use things like speed force and jetpacks and grappling hooks and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So the way they travel, I thought, was pretty cool. I don't mind what they were trying to do, like mm-hmm. with the gameplay and get away from the Arkham games, because this is not a fucking Arkham game.
Right.
And everybody's like, this game sucks. It's nothing. It's so disrespectful to the other Arkham games. And don't get me started on what they did to Kevin Conroy. How could Rocksteady do this to such a legend? And this was supposed to be his last role and blah, 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 blah. And luckily, we find out that it is not his last right. role. However, even if it was, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Now, I would be shocked if it came out and Rocksteady did know this, but I highly doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Rocksteady didn't know Kevin Conroy was going to die.
Right.
So how could you like say that, like, oh, it destroyed a legacy and they should be ashamed? Like, mm-hmm. he agreed to it. He liked it. He thought it was a good idea.
And even if he didn't, like, even if this was the last thing, which we know he's got at least one more thing that he did, I believe. Even if this was the last thing, it doesn't destroy the legacy of Kevin Conroy. Batman the Animated Series exists. The Arkham games exist. All of the movies that he's done exist. All of the different times he's played the character. Kevin Conroy's Batman will always be iconic. His legacy will live on. His legacy will live on. He is the greatest animated Batman, and I would argue the best Batman we've ever had.
Can't disagree with you then.
One thing where somebody doesn't like what they did with the character doesn't tarnish his legacy, because I'll ask you this. Was Kevin Conroy good in the role? In the game?
Yes.
How does it tarnish his legacy? How?
He was perfect.
Explain. Just because, and again, spoiler, Batman dies in the game.
Oh.
How does that tarnish his legacy? I think that's the silliest argument.
Yeah, I don't agree with that one bit.
I put that right up there with people that said George Lucas raped their childhood because of the prequels. It's ridiculous. It doesn't change anything that's been done before. It's still there. I was watching Batman the Animated Series with the kids the other day. It's still amazing. I turned on Heart of Ice.
Sorry. That was the introduction to Mr. Freeze, right?
Mm-hmm. Nora. God, what a great episode. What a great show.
Yeah. Agreed. I watched it again recently.
So good.
Fantastic.
Batman Beyond. So, Batman Beyond still there?
Batman Beyond, yes. God. Old man Bruce. He was mm-hmm. good as that.
God. He was great.
Even Batman Vengeance. He was yes. good in Batman Vengeance.
Yeah.
He did the voice in that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, and I disagree with the whole tarnishing a legacy thing. Mm-hmm. I can't believe people are actually saying that shit. Like you said, his voice is still out there and will forever mm-hmm. live on.
Did they say that about Killing Joke? Did anybody say that he was tarnishing his legacy about Killing Joke when they did?
No,
and Killing Joke was bad. It was real bad. It was unforgivable.
It was so bad. I know, I do know that there are storylines out there with Barbara and Bruce. I get that. But we try to forget about those.
Well, and most of them had happened in like Bruce Timm's universe in the animated series. It's implied that that happened in the animated series at one point after Dick comes back as Nightwing.
Oh, okay. You're talking about
the new animated or the new Adventures of Batman and Robin or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. When he had that awful fucking mullet.
When Dick comes back with a mullet.
I hated that fucking thing.
I mean, look, he had the mullet in the comics for a while, and it was always bad. Mullets are popular again now. I don't understand why. My nephew has one. When I went and got my haircut last time, there was a 10-year-old kid getting a mullet trimmed. And let me tell you.
When did your nephew get a mullet?
Oh, he got a mullet. It was before Christmas.
Are you still sure?
Yeah. His hair is just long and so curly that it's hard to tell. But
maybe I haven't seen him since Christmas.
Yeah, it might be. My nephew's 16, and it's all the rage. And I just laugh because I remember mullets being lame when I was a kid.
His hero has one. He's a big Patrick Mahomes fan.
He is a big Patrick Mahomes fan.
So.
Anyway, back to Justice League and Suicide Squad.
Kill the Justice League. The action is actiony. The comedy is there for the most part. There are a few cringe like jokes and stuff, mm-hmm. But for the most part, the voice acting is good. The story is good for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked a better one, but at the same time, for it being Kill the Justice League, the story was fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're confused by that, I mean, I would have liked a completely different story, but for what they were doing, this was okay. I didn't get pissed off that they were killing the Justice League.
Right. Why would you? That's
you actually have to kill
the game
man?
Is called. So how was that, by the way? You said the action was actiony. How were the boss battles where you're actually fighting?
The boss battles were okay. One of my big issues is there's a part in the game, and this is a really cool part.
Mm-hmm.
So Lex Luthor, you meet up with him. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are we talking Power Suit Lex or is this?
Yes, but nice. It's funny because he's in the suit
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden they're talking to him and all of a sudden he disappears and the suit just drops to the ground out of nowhere. And then mm-hmm. come to find out, Flash snatched him right out of the suit and took off with him.
Well, that's awesome.
And you have to go hunt him down. Now, so remember that.
Okay.
And then when you do catch up to him, he's talking, and all of a sudden this red stain starts seeping from his shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he drops dead, and the Flash is holding his heart.
God. Yeah, Flash is a villain. It's terrifying.
But these idiots are going to kill him?
That was my big problem with the premise of this. And that's always been my big problem with the premise of Task Force X to begin with. How? I mean, really, how? Explain to me how Boomerang, Deadshot, Harley Quinn, and King Shark, even if you add in other members, even if you throw Deathstroke in there, how are they going to take out the actual Justice League?
Yeah.
Because they I mean, I'm sure they make a point of it in the game and they figure it out and they're ingenuitive and, you know, any writer can make anything make sense. But I always thought it was such a silly premise, the idea that these characters would be able to take out Flash and Superman.
Well, not only that,
let alone Batman or Green Lantern or Wonder Woman, even.
Yeah. So the problem is he does these things and then like he stands around a lot and then, like he takes off and he just lets them like do whatever.
Right.
And it's just like if he was so villainous, he just the problem is it was such a cool scene, but mm-hmm. the problem is now you just created an issue.
Right.
Now we know how powerful he is. Why is he not taking all of them out this way?
Right. Immediately.
They could all be dead just like
that.
And yeah, I feel like
none of them are fast enough to stop
you. I feel like you just contradicted everything by doing that. It's just like, okay, so, you know, he's not even toying with them at this point because he's actually trying to kill them.
Right.
So that part did bother me. I was like, man, that was so cool. But it would have been better if it was anybody else. Like if Superman was about to fight him and he did that. Obviously, he's not going to be able to yank the heart out of Superman. So it wouldn't make sense.
Right.
But these four imbeciles, lovable imbeciles.
It's true. Those are good. Like, even though you're talking about Captain Boomerang being like, eh, who cares? King Shark's always a fun character. And Deadshot's always an interesting character, and everybody loves Harley Quinn at least to a certain extent.
Well, so Deadshot, they made me laugh because I like this version of Deadshot, and at the beginning of the game, I think Captain Boomerang is the one that says, like, aren't you supposed to be white?
I was going to ask, was it the Will Smith Deadshot?
No, he was actually cool. He wasn't Will Smith with a gun. Yeah. So
I never would have guessed that the Deadshot from the Arrow universe would be better than the Will Smith Deadshot from Suicide Squad. That is saying some things.
So I will say there are definitely a lot of parts of this game that I enjoyed, and there were some things that bothered me like that. The fact that you're running around doing all this stuff to the city, yet they're trying to hunt you down, but nobody actually comes after you. Now, you are in Metropolis in this game, and Metropolis really, it doesn't seem that big, honestly. So and there's four of you. You know, it's not like Batman to where you could stick to the shadows and it's nighttime. This is in broad daylight. This is happening. So once all the Justice League gets killed, then Brainiac comes down like, oh, you didn't think I was going to let you spoil my fun? I was like, well, what have you been doing all the time?
Why didn't you stop us beforehand? Yeah, that seems like a weird thing. So what are the Justice League members that you have to fight?
You fight Green Lantern.
Okay.
Batman, who is absolutely terrifying in this game.
Yeah, but...
Superman, Flash, Wonder Woman's in the game, but she's the only one that hasn't been corrupted.
Okay.
And she does die, and Superman's the one that kills her.
Oh.
Yeah. He goes full on baddie, man. Like, he unleashes his, like, she's got him for a minute, and then he gets her down, and he's doing the I-beam thing, and she's blocking with the gauntlets. And then he just gets angrier and angrier, and more, and they just become wider and darker red, and he messes her up. He kills her. So they talk about how, you know, he's the most powerful being on this planet. And yes, you do have yellow kryptonite. It's funny because Lex dies, but you go to Earth 2 and you get a different Lex and bring him back to this Earth. And he constructs this like yellow kryptonite stuff. These idiots in the Suicide Squad take all these shards and they tape it like and wrap it in like I think Deadshot had like a cord he wrapped around his head, and they're just all decked out and wrapped around their body. And for the rest of the game, they have that stupid yellow kryptonite strapped to him. Even after they kill Superman, they don't take it off. They made me laugh several times. You know how, like, in the movies, you actually care about them at some point during the end? You're like, oh, man, I'm really rooting for these guys. I did not feel that strongly about it in this one. I was pulling for him, yes, to a point, because when Wonder Woman is being taken down, Waller is hurt, and you're supposed to escort her in the building, and they're not moving, and she's threatening to kill them all right there, and you could tell, like, they legit want to help Wonder Woman.
Right.
Not just because it's Superman, just because they're like, and I think they do at one point. They do try to help her, but she ends up dying anyway. So it did have a little bit of heart to it. And like I said, gameplay wise, it was not like the Arkham games, but I didn't expect it to be. There's a counter system, but it's with a gun. You know what I mean? So, like, if somebody over here is about to do something, they'll get the thing above their head, like the old counter system from the Arkham games, but you'll have to hold the L2 and then hit R1 to fire a counter shot to counter that person.
Huh.
And you have to actually aim. You don't just, like, hit it and it's countered. You have to actually aim and stuff. So, with that being said, man, the gameplay is drastically different, but that's okay for me because I wasn't expecting it to be.
Is it?
Because it's not an Arkham game.
Right. Is it, like, super repetitive? I feel like the last handful of, like, superhero games have been ridiculously repetitive.
That's an issue, too. It's very repetitive. The side missions are all the same. It's just the same missions over and over. So the main storyline missions are a little different, but for the most part, it is very repetitive. So I can understand people's complaint on that.
Mm-hmm.
So my main points that is going to affect my review was the voice acting, like I wouldn't in a game, the story and the action and the playability and the replayability. The story is good. The graphics are good. A lot of people are complaining saying the graphics aren't up to par with the PS5. I didn't see an issue with the graphics. There have been a lot of games I thought were pretty decent, but I feel like I've seen these graphics on a PS4 before. And really? These are brand new PS5 games. So that's all fine and dandy. I am a visual type of guy too, but if you can get me in other places, then I can let the graphics slide a little bit. So I thought the graphics were fine. I thought the voice acting was really good. Harley Quinn's really hard because she's got kind of a really annoying voice.
Yeah.
But Tara Strong does a good job, as always, with her voice acting. So I was cool with that. A few of the other people, I don't remember who all played who, but Samoa Joe is King Shark. He did really well. So
was
the voice acting,
Samoa Joe was Sweet Tooth in
the character, not the voice.
He wasn't the voice. Will Arnett was the voice, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I was like, he was in something else just recently. Okay. I apologize.
I think I lost my train of thought. Sorry. So everything was fine. The gameplay, like I said, repetitive, but the shoot 'em up style I thought was really interesting, and I enjoyed those type of games. So since I didn't have the fanboy mindset that this isn't like Arkham, the gameplay was fine. You flick the right stick to do melee attacks, but it was with guns. You do some quick shots and some where like King Shark has these swords that he flings around, boomerang, throws the boomerang and everything. So with that being said, overall out of 10, I would give this game, and I'm going to be a little generous, I'm going to give it a 6. Replay value, if there are other people over and they want to see it, I'd throw it on. But for the most part, it's not as high as one of the Arkham games or the Uncharted series or Tomb Raider. Right. I'm trying to think of things that I like don't get ever tired of playing.
Was there co-op?
I think there is. There's supposed to be some more stuff that they release here with the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
But with this game being out for a few weeks, almost 3, maybe a month, there wasn't really a lot going on with the DLC right now. And I can't remember. I think it might have been co-op because there's a matchmaking screen and everything.
Right.
Because you have to do online. But I don't know. I should have investigated that a little bit more.
Well, I was just curious because I know, like you said, it's online. So I figured there's no couch co-op. It would have to be online co-op if they were going to do it. But I was just curious. I'm never going to play this game, so it doesn't really matter to me.
I kind of figured.
Which has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with the game, really. I just don't care for the Suicide Squad. Like, I don't care about those characters, and I don't really want to play them. I would rather, if I'm going to play a DC game, I would rather play I wish they would do a Justice League game. I wish that they would do something other than just Batman games. So I'm glad that they did this. So it wasn't just a Batman game. Because other than the Arkham series, we haven't had a good DC game. Like, I don't remember another DC game that was really good other than, and I will die on this hill, Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters, the movie tie-in game.
Enjoyable.
Was excellent.
That was enjoyable.
So much fun. Gosh, that was a fun game. I know I'm biased.
No, that's okay. So although it wasn't what I wanted and wasn't what I was expecting, I didn't hate this experience playing it. I thought it's it was an enjoyable game to kind of cruise through.
Right.
It's one of those you could just put on easy mode and cruise through it. You're not going to miss anything. Like I said, the gameplay is very repetitive. That part kind of annoyed me. I expected more from Rocksteady on that. So although people are being really hard on this game, none of the points they're making are valid. I'm sure they have valid points, but I can't take you seriously if you're just complaining that you expect more from Rocksteady because the Arkham games are so good. They're nothing like them. Okay. Tell me why. You know, give me more than that.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Ain't nothing but a heartache. But with that being said, that's how I feel about the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League game. I'd say 6 out of 10, and I am being kind of generous. It's fun. The humor is very, very funny, in my opinion, for the most part. There is some language. They do use some foul language, which I was a little surprised about, because there is some language in the Arkham games, but there's a lot of... toilet humor in this, I should say. And like I said, funny moments. Overall, I think it's worth one quick playthrough, but just don't go in with the mindset that you're playing an Arkham game and that you're just playing a shooter. And I think that you'd have fun with it. So.
Awesome. Ian, thank you so much for a very, very well-spoken and well put together review. For everybody else, have you played Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League? What did you think about it? Let us know in the comments below. If you're listening to the audio version of this only, then shoot us a message on any of our social medias, or you can send us an email, go to our website. All the links to that are in the description of this episode. For all of you that are listening on the podcast, don't forget to rate and review us. That really helps us out. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to say it again. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, ring the notification bell, share this video with your friends so we can grow this once again. If you want anything to do with me, if you want to hear more from me and my opinions on comic books, because I don't ever review video games, but I have started reviewing TV shows for Nerd Initiative. A link to that will be below as well. And don't forget to support the show in any way you can. Check out our merch. Do all the fun stuff. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. We truly, truly appreciate anybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to us, to watch us, to have anything to do with us. Thank you so much. It's going to be a good year. I know it's February, but it's going to be a great year. Big things are happening, and it's going to be exciting. So, for Ian, I've been Derek. This has been the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. We'll see you next time.